Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, everybody? Zach here with another episode of Ad Agency Live. And today we are going to take a look at Tai Lopez's ads, see what type of ads he's running, what is he currently promoting, what is working for him, and how could we improve that marketing. At the end of the day, I want to show you and bring you ideas that will help and improve your business for growth for long term. I might even look at some of his pages to see where he's sending his traffic. Of course, you can check this out by going to Facebook Ads Library yourself. Take a look at his ads. If you're not looking at everybody's ads in your industry, I would definitely just start randomly looking at when I'm seeing an ad, I reverse engineer it. And I would definitely, if I was you, look at what people are doing. Not so much what they're saying and how they're, more how they're saying it, so you can implement that into your business as well. Because what's working, you know, 2 or 3 years ago isn't necessarily working 100% right now. And what I'm going to do for you guys today is take a look at Tai's ads. We'll break those down. We'll take a look at a couple of his landing pages and ultimately show you how to implement some of this into your business or the takeaways and how they can improve these type of ads. Now, if you're new to the podcast, you know, this is something that we do on a regular basis. We kind of break down people's marketing and how we can improve upon that and what we should implement into our businesses. And if you're an existing listener, welcome back. If you're watching this on Facebook, hashtag live, hashtag replay, let me know when you're catching this. We're doing our best to bring amazing content to you and all of our listeners. Now, Tai Lopez kind of got his big start. The first time I actually saw him was a YouTube ad where he was like standing. He had his phone. He was standing in front of his car. And he had all these books, and he's like, you want to be rich like me and drive this car, you got to read these books. I don't agree with everything he does, but that is a solid message. I'm not going to lie. I think that, you know, in my life personally, the more books that I've read, the more opportunity that I've had to learn things, the better off I've been. I can't say like, hey, I read this book and maybe I didn't get what I wanted out of it, but I'm always getting something. So reading is very important. That's a side note. All right. No more talking about reading. So, let's take a look at his ads and see what he's doing. So I love to preface this, I love Tai's style of ads. They're very impersonal. He's always teaching and it's done with his cell phone, and that's how he makes his ads for the most part. It looks like he's promoting two separate programs. One program is how to become a social media marketer, like run social media agencies for clients, like run Facebook ads and all that stuff, which has a lot of competition, but it must be a moneymaker for him because he's constantly running those ads. And the second is to co-invest with Tai Lopez on the next big opportunity. So it's like investor-based news. So I'm going to look at two separate ads and see which I believe is the best. So let's talk about the things he's doing good. What he's doing really good is Native, baby. If you listen to the podcast, you know I'm always talking about Native. Native outperforms like the classical commercial style ads 10 times to one, because people feel like, hey, I know this person, or that could be me, or this is something that I can relate to. So Native works. One thing that I'm not seeing a whole lot of, well, let's keep on the things that are going good. He's providing value in almost all of his videos. He's usually training or talking about something that you can implement in your business. So he has like my closing formula, the best business to start in 2019 and so forth. So yeah, that's good. So essentially he's using like a Native format, and he's teaching in all of his ads, or the most of them anyways, as you can see down here as well. Now, something that I'm not really loving, and this could be because he has a reputation and he's really selling to the same people over and over again, but his copy is non-existent. Like, these don't even have copy on them. Co-invest with Ty Lopez on the next big opportunity. Like, that's the copy that's being written. Co-invest with Ty Lopez on the next big opportunity. There's so many ways that you could tell a story here. Copy is extremely important. And he's running minimal tests from what I can see. Hold on, let me just see. Yeah, he's running minimal tests, and he could definitely improve upon that. Now, the standard copy format that we use is call out to market who we're looking for and list some benefits down there, and then hopefully expand upon that and tell your story. There's tons of ways to write copy. I'm not going to get into that. I have in other videos as well. And if you'd like me to do a video that's 100% exclusive on copy or a podcast, let me know, and I will look at that. And the best way to get a hold of us is at profitableads.com, and you can reach out through our many social pages. And yeah, so let us know if you'd like to see that. So what he's doing right, he's doing Native style ads, and he's providing value in advance. Very important. The ways that he can improve this just like overnight, like dramatically, test more copy, my friend. I would do like, so in our agency, we have short form copy. So something like this: what's the best business to start in 2019? That's short. And then we have long copy, which should elaborate on this. You could still start it the same way. What is the best business to start in 2019? Back in 1908, it was this. Back in this time, it was this. We call that the timeline ad, where you can like give them a timeline of the progressions. And basically you're giving them a comparison and something to look at, which makes sense, but you're ultimately telling a story. And then we also test no copy, which I notice he's got no copy. What is great about no copy sometimes is that it looks like a standard post. Now, what could be the benefit of your ad looking more Native is that it, like, for some reason, if you don't see the word sponsored on there, you'll assume that it's not an advertisement. So this is some, like, this could be the approach that he's taking as well, that he does not want to seem like an advertisement, and he's trying to blend in. That could be what he's going for. But Ty, man, I would be testing some long form copy just to reference to see how things are performing. Now, let's take a look at his pages. Excuse me. Now, tylopez.com, this is where how to start your own marketing agency with social media to get small businesses to hire you. Now, this is what I do for a living. I own my own agency, ad agency. I'm not working with small businesses. We're working with more medium to large size businesses on a national scale, e-commerce, SaaS, apps, et cetera, consultants, coaches. The problem, and it's not a problem, but I see a lot of like newcomers just thinking that this business is easy. It's not an easy business. There's a lot of facets to it, and you have to learn copy and build crazy teams like copy, Facebook ads, Twitter ads, and you got to specialize in something. Once you specialize in something, the business becomes easier. But essentially what they're doing here is saying like, hey, look, it's so easy to become a marketing agency. Now, that's true, and you can go out and get a handful of clients, but I meet with clients every single day, and one of their biggest complaints is that, like, hey, they've tried a marketing agency and they've been burned and this and so forth. Now, it might not be the marketing agency's fault. It could be that their product doesn't work. It could be the actual entrepreneur itself. There's a lot of reasons. So I have like a weird feeling about these types of programs. And I was creating a course to help people start their own marketing agency. And then what I found is that even with my best content, they weren't doing exactly as I would do. And I didn't want to put that into the marketplace. And I'm telling you, we had extreme success right away. It was like the fastest earning program that I had started. And then I stopped it instantly because I saw what the outcome was. And it's everything that I'm doing to run a multiple six-figure, soon-to-be seven-figure agency. And it still was not good enough. And I don't even think Ty's actually ran his own agency before. I think he's just kind of compiled the information. So I'm not knocking his course. I'm just saying if you are going to take this, I would recommend doing your research. And I don't see why Ty would not be a great person to learn from. He is a very smart guy. So as far as his landing page is concerned, it says, I love the headline. One thing that I am seeing that I know he's doing some serious numbers is that he has a phone number on the top of his page. How many landing pages do you go on and you actually see a phone number on it? It's very far few in between. And I don't know why that is. I think landing pages, even my own business, I don't have a number on there. That's something I'm going to write a note and put it on my own. But talk about conversion rates. Sorry, I'm just writing something down quick. Yeah, so talk about conversion rates. Like a phone number converts like crazy because people want to know that they can pick up that phone, make a phone call, and their problem is solved, okay? And or they're on the fence of making a purchase decision, they can call that number, and they can walk them through it, and it makes sense. Now, Ty and Alex, who is the co-founder of MentorBox, are very good at creating what's called an irresistible offer. Get $1 instant access to my social media marketing agency program by entering your info below. So for $1, you can get access to all of his training. Now you're thinking to yourself, well, how does that work? Like, does that even make sense? So you put your information in, and then what they do is they probably start their sales process. And then they have a bigger package that they're trying to sell you, but they're getting you in because they know you're serious because you paid $1 to put your information in. And they do have some content for you, but what they do is they probably try to upsell that. And that's how they actually make their money because it makes absolutely no sense to have a $1 product. But what he's doing really, really well here is coming up with an irresistible offer. And I feel like just doing it just to see what's behind here. Now, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to get text messages. But if you're interested in this program, you definitely check it out and put it through and let me know how it goes, what they're trying to sell on the upside. Back to my review. Sorry, I kind of got off pace here. Essentially, this page is a very high converting page, and I can tell you that because he's sending a lot of traffic. He's tested a lot of things. He knows what is working. And what is working is simply put a headline, a video where he's teaching, and it looks very native as well, like all of his stuff. He actually has somebody on there that he's helped make $350,000, etc. And so that's like amazing social proof. You can get in. He's giving you an incredible offer. You get in for a buck, and all you have to do is put your name, a phone number, email, and then you're probably taken to a payment thing where you put in. And then once you do that, they try to upsell you, like one-click upsells, and that's how they make their money. And yeah, that's about it. I think it's very, very straightforward and he's doing a really good job with it. Now, this is his other website that I see, tylopezcapital.com, co-invest with Ty Lopez, which I think is a smart idea. Like he is a very well-educated man. He has made essentially a lot of money by investing and starting businesses and all different types of stuff. So if you were new to investing and you wanted to get like the inside scoop, I don't see why not, why you wouldn't want to do that. Again, very simple. How long is this video?
He is a self-made multimillionaire with a passion for helping others.
Yeah, so basically it's highlighting why Ty is so good at what he does. You're invited, come find out more. Essentially wants us to take you to the next page. So how it works, which is awesome as well, because he's actually displaying the steps that you need to take in order to invest with him. You need to access, invest, and grow with us, blah, 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 blah. That's great. Who's a part of the team? Transparency, which is great. Now, he has all of his social info down here at the bottom, which I think is so smart. 1.3 million, 3.1 million, 700 followers, and 6 million Facebook page likes. That is social proof, my friends. And that's just to say, like, hey, your money is safe with me. You can trust me. Look, I am doing something right. And then once you click through, you are taken to a page where they're literally, it's an application form. They're trying to get you to get your full name, email, phone number. Are you an accredited investor? What's your yearly income? What's your net worth? What should we consider you? Why should we consider you as an investment partner? Basically, they must be taking this capital. He's creating some sort of hedge fund or something along those lines. So it's very simple form and simple website. So one thing that take away from Ty and what he's doing, it's very simple. So basically a simple Facebook ad with a little headline, a little video made with his phone goes to a very simple page that says, hey, do you want to invest with us? And then you can apply to invest. The other one, it's like, hey, a simple headline, a native video that goes to like, hey, do you want to start a social media marketing agency? So what is this? What can we take away from this and this information? What should you apply to your business? Simplicity is great. You know why simple is great? Because there's less to go wrong. It's very straightforward. It doesn't need to be complicated. It can be a very straightforward process. And people appreciate that 9 times out of 10. When things are too complicated, you're losing people, you're confusing your message, and there's none of that happening here. That being said, you would think that they would be doing a little bit more on the ad side. I would be testing so much more copy just to see. Maybe they've already done that and they've distilled what's actually working and this is what seems to be working for them. So all the power to them. All right, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this content. I enjoyed bringing it to you. If you like the type of content that we are creating for you, if you could, wherever you're listening to the podcast, please rate and review us and leave us some honest feedback. It really means a lot to me, and I personally go read and check those. And if you're watching on Facebook, I'd be happy if you could share it and like it and let me know what your favorite part is. And we'll continue making amazing marketing content just for you. All right, I'll catch you in the next one, guys. Talk to you soon. Thank you.